so fine.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. Gary, you asked me about the Bill Barr book, or at least you referenced it. On Friday, a former federal prosecutor warned off prospective readers of Bill Barr's autobiography, one damn thing after another, memoirs of an attorney general, saying it is a tidal wave of self-serving, revisionist bull guano. You know what he really said. Written by one of Donald Trump's former eager, slobbering lapdogs, which is to say he doesn't think the book is worth the paper it's printed on. Writing for Cafe, he stated, the Bill Barr public image rehabilitation tour of 2022 is underway, before adding the author sounds like a spurned lover.
A bit snitty.
How bold and principled of Barr to come clean now in March of 2022, Eli Honig wrote before adding, and let's be clear, this is no honest, self-reflective look back. True to form, even Barr's fleeting moments of clarity are compromised by half-baked, self-pitying deflection. Admitting that he hasn't read the book yet, and then sarcastically adding, for some reason they didn't send me an advance reader copy, he says that the excerpts he's read appear to reflect Barr's characteristically dishonest, arrogant worldview. Citing his own book, Hatchetman, How Bill Barr Broke the Prosecutor's Code and Corrupted, Honig claimed Bill Barr's book appears to bear out his belief that Barr's extremist political and religious beliefs drove his ends justifies the means conduct as attorney general. More concerning, he suggests, is whether Barr is culpable for remaining silent so long. Yes! What consequences will he face, Honig asked. The answer, it seems, is none or almost none. Yes, he routinely lied to the public, but that's not illegal. He also lied to Congress when convenient, which is illegal, but there's zero evidence or practical reason to believe he'll be prosecuted for that. He's been sued and might lose his law license, but those outcomes remain uncertain. And regardless, he'll remain wealthy and comfortably semi-retired. Heck, he's about to be generously rewarded for his corrupt tenure as attorney general. NBC News is planning a week-long Barr gush fest, and his book is poised to be a bestseller. So it's no surprise that Barr is back and he's full of crap and self-aggrandizing as ever. But let's not allow him to get away with it. Barr had every chance to do his job at Attorney General honestly, with decency and integrity. He plainly believes he has the power to recast history now after the fact, with words trumping action. Don't let Barr get away with it. He has done tremendous damage to the Justice Department and the United States. Let history judge Barr on his record, not the spin. Yes, I concur, sir. Oh yeah, here's one more. Trump's got a response to the Barr book as well. Should we share Trump's response, Fancy? I think we should.
Might as well. I mean, come on.
Weak, ineffective, and totally scared. Trump complains that Bill Barr wasn't willing to get impeached for him. Here's what the president said today, apparently, in a statement emailed to reporters. The former Trump. Trump appears frustrated that Barr told NBC News anchor Lester Holt that the former president's delusion of voter fraud were bull honky. Former Attorney General Bill Barr wouldn't know voter fraud if it was staring him in the face, and it was. Trump claimed, even though his conspiracy theory has long been debunked. The fact is, he was weak, ineffective, and totally scared of being impeached, which the Democrats were constantly threatening to do. They broke him, Trump argued. They broke him. They broke him. He should have acted much faster on the Mueller report. Yes, he should have. And differently, not obfuscating, maybe telling the American people the truth that you were guilty of sin, Trump. He should have acted much faster on the Mueller report instead of allowing the fake Russia hoax to linger for so long, but it was election fraud and irregularities that he refused to act on because he wanted to save his own hide. And he did. He never got impeached. Contempt charges never went forward, and the Democrats were happy with him, but I wasn't. Now this is, you know, what the former Attorney General of the United States he's describing in the new book. After pushing his big lie of election fraud that incited the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, Trump complained about the Select Committee, accusing him of potentially breaking the law and if it's in his efforts to overturn the election results. A little more Trump voice, everybody. The Onslaught Committee of Political Hacks continues to spin its wheels and try to fabricate a narrative that doesn't exist. The only thing they refuse to look at into is the massive election fraud that took place in the 2020 presidential election, Trump said, even though massive fraud did not occur. Well, that's just one journalist's opinion. So,
Trump is like a stupid, sad puppy that's way too big. You can talk to him nice, and he's nice to you, but if you're mean to him, then he's mad at you and he barks because he's a whiny little child.
So Trump basically thinks that the Attorney General of the United States should have gone out there and caught the bullet through impeachment, should have stood so strongly behind his president in a corrupted fashion that he would suffer the same, fate as Trump did twice, impeachment. Why didn't Bill Barr think of that? You know, sort of been a little bit self-preservation sort of guy. Talking about self-preservation, John Eastman, we've been talking about him a lot, right? That is the lawyer, the former lawyer for Trump, or at least he perceived himself as such. He's making a claim of lawyer privilege. And he had a filing today, and Trump's lawyer, John Eastman, told the court that it will prove presidential criminality if it rules against him. So if the court does not rule with Eastman, what they're effectively saying is Donald Trump committed crimes. Ooh, I like how this one's going. Bob Brigham reporting.
Seems like a big deal.
The attorney who wrote the infamous coup memo describing how Donald Trump could attempt to stay in office after losing the 2020 presidential election is trying to stall the court proceedings. Attorney John Eastman, the architect of Donald Trump's legal strategy to overturn the 2020 election, urged a federal judge today to slow down the January 6th committee's push to obtain documents they could show the former president criminally conspired to subvert the democratic process. That's according to the reporting at Politico. Eastman argued that if the court does not quash his subpoena, it will be finding that Trump committed crimes. Were this court to sustain the defendant's claims, it may be the first formal finding of presidential criminality by a federal court in U.S. history. Can't wait for that ruling to come down. I suspect it will, Fancy Brian.
With joy. With joy.
In responding to these claims, Eastman is effectively forced into the position of acting as a pseudo-defense attorney for the former president. If the former president had himself been charged with these alleged crimes, it could easily be years before an ultimate decision was reached by a judge or jury. Yet the plaintiff is now faced with responding to these claims at a time for decision by a court by March 8th. Come back. Between now and March 8th, more devil's advocates.
Nowadays, these partisan feelings are so strong that people have lost any sense of justice.
I'm not certain I agree with your characterizations.